Before our Lord's resurrection, he would constantly teach the apostles, but in a general way, that there would be a cost of following him, for he kept the details of what that cost would be, the trials and the tribulations that they would suffer out of his compassion for them, knowing that they had not yet been strengthened by the Holy Spirit, they would truly be unable to endure it. And so in today's gospel, he speaks of the benefits of his going back to the Father, that is, by way of Calvary, because the Holy Spirit will come and strengthen them. And in the Acts of the Apostles today, we see precisely the fruits of that strengthening. For where formerly the apostles were cowardly in the face of persecution, now they preach and uphold the truths of the faith without qualms as to what it might bring upon themselves. And so they are willing to be imprisoned for the Lord, and we must understand that the prison in Rome at the time was by no means a pleasant place to dwell. There were cells carved out of the side of a huge cliff, and they were literally places that could be described as hell on earth. But the apostles now thought it was wonderful that God had deemed them worthy to be imprisoned for him. And so we see very clearly the strength of the Holy Spirit and also that most marvelous protection of the Savior. For they went to prison, but if the Lord had decided that the prison was not to hold them, they were often freed in a miraculous manner. And so we too are called to enter into that mystery of the trials and tribulations that assail the mystical body of Christ, knowing if the Lord wishes us to be imprisoned, then we will be imprisoned. If he wishes us not to be imprisoned, then he will find a miraculous way to deliver us from that prison, or a way by which, through other members of the mystical body, our imprisoners are convinced to let us go. And so, always and everywhere, we are to go forward knowing that we have the protection of the one who no longer can be overcome. Because once our Lord passes through the portals of death and returns to his Father, he can no longer be chained, no longer be bound, no longer be crucified. Those things will happen in his mystical body, the church, but it is the Lord and Savior who is the head and will always guide us in our trials and our tribulations, so that if we humble ourselves and allow him to work his marvels in us, then we truly will witness to that love that cannot be compared, that supernatural love by which all souls come to conclude. Whether it works for their conversion or not is a matter of their choice. But all souls conclude when a Christian perseveres in his faith, especially during times of trials and tribulations, that is, by way of charity towards their persecutors, they conclude that there truly must be a God, because they know deep down in their hearts it is impossible for man to remain in charity without outside aid. And so that outside aid was given to the first members of the mystical body of Christ so that they could fearlessly witness to the truths of the faith. And that aid is given to each and every subsequent generation of the members of the mystical body until the end of time. And so let us strive to go forward, for truly our Lord is a conquering hero, a conquering a king who is true God and true man, and in whom we must constantly remind ourselves is the true leader and head of the church, so that during times of tribulations, especially when within the very mystical body of Christ, they rock the church to the foundation, we must always remember that the Lord is in charge and he knows what he is about. And so, if we simply strive to persevere, not compromising our faith in any way, then we will come to know precisely what was meant by his return to the Father, when we too, after a life of suffering and charity for the sake of the Lord, are reunited with God our Father, whom by our baptism has adopted us as his children, and so let us always strive to keep our destiny in mind, that we are called to heaven and that heaven is given to us through the mediation of Holy Mother Church, whose head is always and everywhere the unconquerable Lord Jesus Christ.
Et Jesus.